Morning, brothers and sisters.
And 早上弟兄姊妹。
It's an unexpected pleasure to be preaching two months in a row before you.
我已经很有这个荣幸跟大家有两个月的时间来那个传讲这个信息。
As you know, we've been, on our time together, we've been looking through the four stanzas of that hymn that we just sang.
就像大家所知道的，我们已经花时间来考察我们刚才唱过的这个诗歌四节。
All the way in the beginning of the year, we looked at how God loved us.
从年初的时候，我们就来探讨神如何爱我们。
That God so loved us that He sent His one only Son to die for us.
神爱我们以至于送他的唯一的儿子差遣来为我们的罪而死。
And our appropriate response to God's love is for us to love God.
我们对神所为我们所做的唯一的合适的回应就是爱神。
Deuteronomy says that you should love the Lord your God with all your heart.
就像那个生命记所说的，我们要尽心、尽心、尽力地爱我们的神耶和华。
All that you are is to be loving God.
所以你所有一切，你倾其所有，应该爱神。
And last time we saw that we need more love to Christ.
上一次我们也谈到，我们需要主的爱更多。
Because there are many things in this world that want our love and affection.
因为我们这个世上周围有很多的事情会来争夺我们的爱和我们的情感。
And we need more love to Christ to show that the things of this worldare not valuable.
所以我们需要主更多的爱，使我们能够了解这个世上的所有的事对我们来说是毫无价值的。
That in comparison with Christ, everything else loses its value.
跟神的爱相比，所有一切都没有它的价值。
This verse that we're looking at this week is probably the most uncomfortable verse to sing.
我们今天要讨论的这个诗歌的那个一节歌词是我们可能会觉得很不舒服来讨论。
We love to sing how God loves us.
我们非常愿意来唱神如何爱我们。
That how Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
如何基督在十字架上为我们而死，为我们的罪而死。
But we don't like hearing about suffering.
但我们不想听到喜欢谈起那个遭受苦难痛苦。
In fact, we want suffering to be the farthest away possible from our lives.
我们希望我们苦难能够尽可能的远离我们的生活。
We believe God, if you loved us, you would keep all this pain and suffering far away.
我们说神，如果你爱我们，你应该尽可能把所有我们生活中所遭受这些苦难尽可能的远离我们。
In fact, that's what a lot of the preachers on TV are preaching.
也就是所以在电视上布道的那些人所传讲的信息。
That God wants you to have this wonderful life now.
神呢希望你有一个非常美好的生活。
And that His priority is to keep pain and suffering from you.
他的优先重点就是把痛苦困难远离你。
And to fill your life with the riches of this world.
所以呢你的生活呢就充满了美好的事。
That is not what the Bible says.
这并不是圣经教导我们的。
So we are going to look at the book of Hebrews chapter 12 this morning.
我们今天早上要来看那个希伯来书第十二章。
So either turn your Bibles or look on the screen and we're going to read Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 to 11.
在那个屏幕上已经有了，就希伯来书第十二章我们要念第一节到第十二节。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩绕着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith,who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因摆在那前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受那十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood.
你们与罪恶相争，还没有到抵挡到流血的地步。
And you have forgotten the word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同儿子的话，说我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心。
Because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son.
因主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打所凡所悦纳的儿子。
Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons, for what son is not disciplined by his father?
你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？
If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons.
管教原是众子所共生，你若不受管教，便是私子，不是儿子了。
Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live?
再者，我们曾有生生的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更顺服得他得生吗？
Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness.
神圣的父亲都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained in it.
凡管教的是当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经练过的结出平安的果子，就是义。
We are talking this morning about the Lord's discipline in our lives.
今天我们早上会来查考神对我们生活的管教。
Not something that is very comfortable to hear about.
这不是一个大家可以觉得非常舒服的可以讨论的话题。
In fact, what discipline is comfortable?
因为那个管教是不感到舒服的。
By very definition, discipline is uncomfortable.
所以呢，从它定义而言，那被管教是不会觉得舒服的。
But we need to understand what the Bible says about suffering.
但我们要理解圣经所传讲的那个遭受苦难的意义。
Many years ago, after Hurricane Katrina, I was at a Christian retreat.
多年以前，在那个飓风来过以后，我去参加一个基督徒的那个聚会。
And there were many people wondering, what is going on? What is God doing?
很多人都非常不理解到底发生了什么事情，神到底干了些什么。
And this one pastor got up, and I still remember, he said, the America lacks a theology of suffering.
有一个牧师站起来说，我至今还记得很清楚，他说呢，美国人呢，缺乏对于那个困苦的这个神学的认识。
We don't know what to make of suffering in our lives.
我们不知道我们生活当中的苦难意味着什么。
And so when hard times come, we lose heart.
所以一旦那个困苦来的时候呢，我们就失去了信心。
We throw questions back at God.
我们把我们的那个问题就扔回给我们的主。
God, what are you doing?
我们问到神，你做了些什么呢？
Don't you see what's happening here?
你看到了所有发生的一切吗？
If you love me, you would take this away.
如果你爱我们，你就应把所有这一切都除去。
But this is God's discipline.
这呢就是神对我们的管教。
He starts out in verse 1 with an illustration from sports.
他呢给我们传讲这个信息呢，就是从第一节开始，以那个运动作为一个比喻。
And we understand discipline in sports.
我们都理解那个运动的这个比喻。
We especially like discipline in sports when we watch other people do the sports and not ourselves.
当然我们希望其他人受管教，在运动当中得到训练，而不是我们。
Pretty soon we're going to be able to watch the Olympics on TV.
很快我们就会在电视上看奥林匹克的运动会的节目。
The people that are competing in the Olympics have trained their whole lives.
在那些奥林匹克运动会上竞赛的选手，他们整个一生都在那个训练。
You don't get to the Olympics unless you're very disciplined.
你无法那个去那个奥林匹克竞赛，除非你那个管教自己那个克己非常厉害。
They get to the Olympics by not eating what they want to eat.
他们去参加竞赛，吃他们不能吃的东西。
Waking up a lot earlier than they want to wake up.
很早就起床。
Practicing a lot more than they would want to practice.
不断的那个不断的那个训练。
They get there by disciplining themselves.
就不断地克服自己，能够才到达到那一个地步。
And they train very, very hard.
他们的训练的非常非常刻苦。
So in the same manner, Hebrews tells us that we are running a race.
所以这里呢，他给我们讲的是我们在一个奔跑一个比赛。
That the Christian life is not a stroll on the beach.
所以呢，那个基督徒的那个生活并不是像在沙滩上漫步。
Some of you have seen those nice Christian inspirational posters, called Footprints.
大家看到是不是有一个很好的一个基督徒节目的一个，就是说那在那个基督徒的脚中。
And it imagines the Christian walk as a walk through the beach with Jesus.
就像那个基督徒在那个沙滩上和与主同行。
That's not what the Christian life is about.
这并不是那个基督徒生活所应该有的。
You don't need discipline to walk on the beach.
你不需要克服自己来那个克己在这个在那个沙滩上漫步。
In fact, if you lived on the beach, you would need more discipline to go to work instead of going to the beach.
如果你生活上那个你要去那个在沙滩上漫步的话，你需要更多的那个克服自己。
But the Christian life is a race.
基督徒的生活就像一个比赛竞赛。
And to run well, we need to be disciplined.
你要能够非常好的跑，你就必须要不断的管教自己，克己自己。
So that's why he said, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out with us.
所以这里讲到，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
The picture is of someone running, and he's burned down with lots of things.
可以想象一下，如果人在奔跑，但是他呢有很多的残累在他身上。
And the discipline and training that he goes through is to shed those things off.
所以呢，你要不断的克服自己，把所有这些残累都扔掉。
Paul says in his epistles that he disciplines his body.
在哥林多前书里面，保罗说：“我空克己身，叫身服我。
”He's training.
他在培训自己。
The Christian life requires.Discipline.
所以基督徒的生活需要我们要不断的管教自己。
It requires suffering.
需要我们能够接受困苦。
And so the encouragement in the midst of our suffering is verse 2.
所以呢，我们忍受痛苦给我们的那个给我们的鼓励就是第二章第二节。
So let us fix our eyes on Jesus.
让我们仰望我们的基督。
He endured the cross, scorning its shame.
他轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
We talk about Jesus and the cross that he bore.
我们谈论基督，耶稣基督，他在基督架上为我们而死。
The suffering that he went through.
他所经受的苦难。
The beatings that he received leading up to his crucifixion.
大家看到他受到鞭打，手上十字架。
There is no question that Christ suffered a great deal.
毫无疑问，耶稣基督遭受了巨大的苦难。
So how do we expect us who follow Christ to be any different?
所以如果我们要跟随耶稣基督，我们会有什么不同呢？
We can't.
我们无法有所不同。
Jesus said, so it is with the master, so it will be with the servant.
如果是主人这样，那个仆人也要这样。
Jesus said, if they hated me, they will hate you.
如果他们憎恨我，他们也会憎恨你。
If they persecute me, they will persecute you.
如果他们那个来那个打击我，也会打击你。
In fact, on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "You will have tribulation."
你会经受苦难。
You will have suffering in life.
你的生活当中会有苦难。
It's unavoidable.
这是无法避免的。
Especially if you are sons and daughters of God.
如果你是神的儿女。
Because this is discipline.
因为这个就是神的管教。
And if our Lord Jesus Christ had to go through it,
如果我们的主耶稣基督必须经历这一切，
Why should we expect to escape it?
那我们怎么能够期望能够逃脱这些呢？
Jesus says, pick up your cross, follow me.
所以耶稣基督说，背起十字架，跟随我。
So verse 3, he says, consider the him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
所以第三节讲到，那忍受罪人这样顶撞，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
Of course, he says that because the people that he's writing to are in danger of growing weary and losing heart.
所以呢，因为这样讲，因为那些奔跑的人，最后他们会感到灰心丧气，失去他们的信心。
They're just like us.
就像我们一样。
When we experience suffering and hardship, this is the same response we have.
那个当我们经受痛苦苦难的时候，我们也会有这样的反应。
We grow weary.
我们变得灰心丧气疲倦。
We lose heart.
我们失去了我们的信心。
So Hebrews says, do not lose heart.
所以这里希伯来书教导我们不要丧失信心。
Look to Jesus.
仰望耶稣。
Follow him.
跟随他
Be encouraged by him.
受他的鼓励
Know that just like Christ had joy set before him, we also have joy in Christ set before us.
就像耶稣基督他有前面的那个喜乐我们在前面也有喜乐在等待着我们
Of course, our suffering is a little different from Jesus.
当然我们的那个困苦那个所受的苦难和耶稣基督比是不一样的
Our suffering has the effect of verse 4
我们那个忍受的苦难的那个结果就是那个是那个第四节。
God disciplines us to put to death sin in us.
把那个神呢就是把让我们接受苦难并没有到把那个罪除去。
That's why he talks about in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted the point of shedding your blood.
这里谈到你与罪恶相争还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
The church that they were writing to in Hebrews is in danger of growing weary and losing heart.
那个希伯来书所要那个写信给的那个教会，他们就面临这个危险，他们失去信心，疲倦灰心。
But the writer encourages them, your suffering isn't even that bad.
所以呢，保罗写这封信鼓励他们说，你们的困苦还没有那么困难。
You haven't even put your life on the line for this suffering yet.
你还没有把你的生命放到这个和罪的相争的这个地步。
I think that's a rebuke for us too.
这呢，对我们来说也是这样。
How's our struggle against sin?
我们对那个罪的抵挡怎么样？
I very much doubt that any of us have come to the point of shedding blood to struggle against sin.
我很怀疑任何我们当中曾经有过这样那个抵抗罪一直到要流血的地步。
In fact, I get the feeling that hardly any of us even shed tears or sweat in our struggle against sin.
甚至我有一种感觉我们任何人还没有抵挡罪到 流下我们的汗和眼泪的地步。
Do you fight sin in your life?
你在你的生活当中和罪征战吗
?Or you just keep it around like a pet?
就像那个在那个放孩子那个随便放那一样像一个宠物一样。
In the English Fellowship, we've been studying the book of Judges.
我们在英语组来探讨那个士师记。
And in Judges chapter 3, God says that he uses the sin of the people and uses the people that were left in the land, in the promised land.
在士师记里边讲到这个耶和华呢在那个应许之地留下了几族人。
Israel was supposed to get rid of all those nations, but they left some.
但是呢那个以色列曾经应该是把那几个国都灭掉，但是把他们留下来了。
God said, "I'm going to use those people to train Israel for war."
因为神要留下这几族的几国的人呢，来培训那个犹太人怎么作战。
Why do they need to be trained for war?
为什么他们必须被培训怎么作战呢
？Because Israel is just going to get comfortable.
因为否则以色列人就会变得非常舒适。
Instead of making war with the countries and land, they're going to make friends.
因为他们可能更愿意不是打仗，而是和他们作为朋友。
They're going to make neighbors.
使他们成为友好的邻邦。
They're going to make in-laws.
或他们能够互相通婚。
And God says, you're at war.
神对他们说，你们在战争的状态下。
And if you're at war, you have to fight.
如果你有战争，你就必须征战。
This is the Christian life.
这就是我们基督徒的生活。
There is sin still left in us.
我们还有罪在我们身上。
Christ has come and he has broke the power of sin in our lives.
耶稣基督来临，他把那个罪的那个罪恶。
But we are not yet perfect.
但我们还没有完全。
The battle is won, but there are still little skirmishes going on.
那个需要大的征战，还有许多小的不同的征战。
And so we need to be at war against that sin in our lives.
所以我们要在战争的状态下和我们生活中的罪征战。
Are we struggling against sin?
我们是不是竭力来和罪征战呢？
Are we a people at war?
我们是不是在战争状态下呢？
Not political war.
并不是政治上的战争。
Not ideological war in this country.
也不是我们现在国家正在经历的意识形态的战争。
Internal war.
是我们内心的征战。
War against spirits.
那个属灵的征战。
War against our flesh.
我们那个血气的征战。
War against sin that still holds us captive.
和那个为我们一直在缠累我们的罪的征战。
We need to hear a word from God.
我们需要听到神的话。
In fact, it's the case that we carry around many of the burdens of life without realizing there's a simple solution.
我们生活当中被各种困苦所缠绕，而忘了有一个非常简单的解决方案。
Well, maybe not simple, but at least easy to get to.
或可能并不是那么容易的方法，但是很容易得到的一个办法。
He says in verse 5,
在第五节讲到。
He says, you have forgotten the word of encouragement that addresses you as sons.
你也忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话。
That there is a word from God that has already addressed your situation.
神已经给了我们他们的话语来解决我们面临的困境。
Many of the burdens of life that we go through are already addressed in his word.
我们所生活中所背负的所有的困苦，神的话已经帮我们解决了。
If we only get into his word and read it.
如果我们只要能够仔细的理解读他的话。
So Hebrews says, you have forgotten what the word of God says and how it applies to your situation.
希伯来书告诉我们，你们已经忘了神给你们的话语，怎么样来应用到你们的生活当中。
And so when we go through suffering, the word that we need is from Proverbs chapter 3.
所以如果我们需要啊，我们在那个接受苦难的时候，我们所需要的就是从那个箴言书第三章而来的。
And he quotes it in Hebrews.
他这里来选用了那个希伯来书。
My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son.
这里他引用说，我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心。
When we go through hardships,
当我们经历苦难的时候，
we lose heart because we have forgotten something very important.
我们失去了信心，因为我们忘记了一个非常重要的事情。
That we are God's children.
我们是神的儿子儿女。
And we usually think of that in terms of that we belong to God.
我们经常想呢，我们是属于神的。
That we have privilege of God.
我们在神面前有这个特权。
Then in God we have a home.
那我们有个家庭。
But there's something else that it means.
但其他的还有更重要的。
It also means that God disciplines us.
也意味着神会管教我们。
There is a crisis of discipline in this world.
在这个世上有神的那个管教。
I don't know if you've looked around at some of the kids these days.
有看一下我们周围的那些小孩子。
Of course, I'm not looking at anyone in this room.
我并不看到这个屋里的小孩子。
But we are living in a time where parents believe to love their children means to protect them from everything that can go wrong.
我们现今生活的这个时代似乎告诉我们，要爱你们的孩子，就是要保护他们，不要经受任何的困苦危险。
And of course, as parents, we want to protect them from the things that cause them pain.
当然，作为父母，我们想保护我们的孩子，使他们不受任何的痛苦。
But studies are showing now that if you protect a child from all pain and all failure, he's never going to grow up.
但是研究告诉我们，如果你保护你的孩子，使他们不受任何的失败痛苦，他们就永远不会长大。
And I'm learning this as a new dad.
我呢是一个新的刚刚做父亲的人，我也从中学到了这一点。
That I need to show discipline to my kids.
我对我们的孩子也要显示出对他们的管教。
Sometimes it's an easy discipline.
有时候呢，可能很容易管教他们。
Where I just teach them what's right and what's wrong.
我只是告诉他们什么是对，什么是错的。
And we are in the middle of discipline right now as we listen to God's word.
我们现在也是在遭受管教，当我们来学习读神的话语的时候。
I know so many times it's not pleasant.Listen to a sermon.
有时候呢，可能并不是那个非常愉快的经历。
But it's a discipline from the Lord.
特别是神来的这个管教。
He's using this time to teach you and build you up.
他用这个时间来教导我们，使我们能够成长。
To show you what's right and wrong.
来告诉我们什么是对的，什么是错的。
To show you what's on His heart.
他们心里对我们所想的，应该他心里对我们要求的是怎么样？
But there are other times in parenting where discipline is harder.
但另外的时候呢，父母的管教那个有时候是非常严厉的。
In my life, especially now, as my little one has just started to walk.
我的那个最小的孩子已经开始走路了。
And she's discovering there's so much more things to play with at this level.
她发现在她这个地方有很多的事情她可以玩，很多东西可以玩。
And many times, me and my wife have to take things out of her hands. No, don't play with this. This is dangerous.
后来我们必须抓住她，不让去玩那个东西，告诉她说那个是非常危险的。
And she throws a fit.
但她所以把所有东西扔掉。
Actually, she throws the most horrible fits.
她呢把那个所有的东西都扔掉。
She will throw up everything that she's holding.
她把那个抓到的所有东西都乱扔。
And plant herself face down on the ground.
然后呢，那个趴在地上，头朝下
，and just scream her lungs out，
乱跑。
Well, that's discipline.
对，他需要管教。
I have to show her that there's things in this world that are dangerous.
我必须向她显示，在这世上有些东西要碰是很危险。
There are things that she shouldn't do.
有些行为她不能做的。
But we've seen many examples of what happens when.We don't apply this discipline.
但呢，我们发现很多其他情况下呢，当事情发生的时候呢，我们没有利用这个管教。
What happens when we spare our children these uncomfortable situations?
在这些不太好的环境下呢，我们经常会纵容我们的孩子。
I was at the doctor's office this Thursday.
上星期四呢，我去那个医生去看医生。
It's a regular doctor's appointment for my daughter.
是我的女儿去看那个医生，一般常规的检查。
And already she's crying just having her ears and eyes looked at.
一路上呢，她就大哭大闹。
She doesn't realize that after the doctor leaves, there's going to be a nurse coming with needles that's going to really give her something to cry about.
她不知道那个医生离开以后，还会有一个护士进来，把针头插进她的身体，她会感到更痛苦。
Now I don't want her to go through that pain.
我不想让她经过这样的那个痛苦。
I also don't want to deal with the grumpy baby the rest of the day.
我也不想那个今后经常会一个老是哭哭啼啼的那个小孩子。
But she needs those shots.
但她需要要接受那个接种疫苗。
If she doesn't get those shots, she's going to get sick.
如果她不接种疫苗的话，将来她可能会生病。
I once went to, one of the many times that I went to Singapore, I visited a music store.
那个有好几次呢，我去那过去我曾经去那个新加坡的时候呢，去一个买音乐器材的商店
，and I got to know the store owner，
我呢认识了这个店的店主
，and we would just say come when just before closing and we'll play guitar together，
在他关门之前呢，我们一块弹吉他
，so I dragged my guitar over there and we're playing around。
我把我的吉他带过去，到处那个演奏。
But then right before closing, this man walks in with his son.
在我们关门之前呢，有一个男的呢，带着他的那个儿子进来。
And he says he's interested in buying an instrument.
他说呢，他想买一个乐器。
But as he's talking to the store owner, the son is going absolutely crazy.
当他在和店主交谈的时候，他的儿子呢变得非常疯狂。
He's decided to use every instrument in the whole store as a drum.
他想把所有的那个店里的乐器都把它看成是那个鼓的打击乐器。
He's just hitting and banging on everything in the store.
他呢就是店里的所有东西，他就那个去打击、打他、敲打他。
He starts hitting and banging on my guitar that I own myself.
他开始那个敲打我的那个吉他。
And his dad just looks over at him.
他的那个父亲呢就看着他。
Don't do that.
不要这么做。
And it goes back to talking to the store owner.
然后和那个店主再继续交谈。
What do you think the boy did?
这个孩子会做什么呢？
Did he stop?
他是不是停止了呢？
Nope.
没有。
Just ignored his dad.
他只是忽视他的父亲的那个警告。
And just kept on destroying the store.
他不断地继续地来破坏这个店里的东西。
This father had saved his son from lots of pain and hardship.
我想这个父亲呢，使这个孩子呢没有遭受很多的痛苦和不舒适。
He had saved his son from discipline.
他呢没有对他的那个孩子进行很好的管教。
But the effect of that was horrible.
但这个结果呢是非常可怕的。
That he still had that mindset of a baby that the whole world is mine.
因为这个孩子还在他的心里当中认为他的整个世界还是为他而转的。
So fathers and parents, we need to discipline our kids.
所以呢作为父亲父母我们要管教我们的孩子。
And in the same way that we need earthly discipline, spiritually we also need our father.That we need God's discipline in our lives.
同样我们在这个属世有属世的管教我们也需要我们的天父对我们属灵有属灵的管教。
So verse 8, he says, if you are not disciplined, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons.
所以第八节讲到如果你们不受管教就是私子不是儿子了。
Proverbs 13 says it this way, if you spare the rod, you hate your child.
箴言第十三章讲到不忍用杖打儿子是恨恶他。
Instead of it be love, keeping all this pain away, actually you hate the child.
不是爱他如果把他的所有的困难都困苦都除去你其实是憎恶你的孩子。
Because you're not doing what's best for the child.
所以你没有做为孩子最好的。
So why are we experiencing suffering?
为什么我们要经历这些困苦呢
？Why do we experience hardship？
我们要经历这些苦难呢
？Because we are God's sons and daughters。
因为我们是神的儿女。
And if we are really His family, He disciplines us。
因为我们是他家里的成员，他来，所以他才来管教我们。
If He doesn't discipline us, that has horrible consequences。
如果他不管教我们，这个结果是非常可怕的。
If you never experience any pain or suffering in life, if you don't ever experience any of God's discipline, that means you are not a child of God.
如果你没有接受过任何困苦，没有接受过任何神的管教，这就说你还不是神的儿女。
Verse 10, it says, our fathers disciplined for a little while while they thought best.
第十节讲到生生的父亲都是暂随己意管教我们。
Our human parents, they're flawed and they're sinful.
我们的那个人生的父母嘛，他们也都犯错，他们并不完全。
But if they are doing their job, they discipline you according to what they thought was best.
当他们管教我们，是根据他们随着他们的己意来管教我们，认为他们对我们好的。
How much more so should we submit to God's discipline?
那么我们怎么才能？我们岂不能更顺服神的管教呢
？He doesn't discipline us just because he's in a bad mood.
他来管教我们并不是因为他们这个情绪不佳
he feels like he needs to hit something
所以他是不是他感到要那个发泄打一些东西
he says he disciplines us for our good
因为他管教我们是为让我们得益处
and we know he's the God that knows everything
他是神他所有知道所有一切
now if he's the God that knows everything he knows exactly what we need
他是无所不知他知道我们需要什么
He knows exactly how we need to grow
他知道我们需要什么我们才能够成长
And he disciplines us accordingly
所以相应的他对我们进行管教
That's how he treats his sons and his daughters
这就是他怎么来对待他的儿女
The result of this at the end of verse 10 is we may share in his holiness
在第十节的最后讲到，是我们能在他的圣洁上有份。
And then at the end of verse 11, that it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace.
第十一节讲到，能够产生平安的果子就是义。
That's what God wants to use the hardship in your life for.
这就是神想来我们生活当中面临困苦的那个结果。
To put to death sin.
把那个罪放进死里面。
To make you holy.
使你更加圣洁。
To produce in you a harvest of righteousness.
能够最后呢得到那个义。
What he's really getting at is he's looking to make a family resemblance.
能够使我们的那个我们的那个家庭呢有韧性。
Bible says, "Be holy, for your heavenly Father is holy."
和你的那个父亲一样圣洁。
So as God disciplines us, He is forming us to be more like Him.
当神在管教的我们，是使让我们建造我们，使我们更像他。
And of course, this is true.
当然，这是那个真实的。
What sons or daughters don't look like their parents?
哪一位儿女不像他们长得不像他们父亲呢
if you're giving birth to your baby, the doctor doesn't come back and bring a small baby animal.
如果你出生了一个孩子，但是结果医生护士给你一个小的像动物一样的孩子。
You look at the animal, it looks like a deer, that doesn't look like me, it can't be mine.
他说这看上去像一个鹿一样，根本不是我。
So in the same way, when we get to heaven, we're supposed to be like him.
所以我们再要去那个天国也需要像他一样。
And now in this life, we go through hardship and discipline so that we look like him.
所以经过这些困难他的管教，我们能够更像他。
We're holy like he's holy.
我们就像他一样的圣洁。
We're righteous like he's righteous.
就像他一样的称义。
We sin less, and we get rid of sin, just like he's sinless.
就像我们能够越少犯罪，把罪完全除去。
So when God's done with us, and when we get to heaven, God's like,、oh, my son, my daughter.
当我们去到天堂的时候，神看见我们就会招呼我们，我的儿女。
Let's take a family portrait.
就像我们来拍一个家庭的那个照片。
You are mine.
全家福。
You are part of my family.
你是我们家庭的一部分。
But of course, we have to deal with the part that suffering is not pleasant to go through.
当然，我们必须要处理我们所面临的困苦，并不是很舒适能够过去的。
And God, can't you form your image in me by making me eat lots of ice cream?
能不能你让建造我的形象，使我的生活就像，比如说给我买一个 ice cream?
Why can't God form these things in me by treating me really well and keeping all this pain away.
难道神只能来建造你，把你对付得非常好，把所有的困苦都从你身上除去。
Because he knows that's not how we work.
他知道这并不是正确的做法。
That's not how we learn.
也不是这个方法我们能够学到的。
That's not how we grow.
也不是我们能够成长的办法。
And if you're honest, you look back on your life, you know that to be true.
你回头回想你自己的生活，你就知道这是不可能的。
John chapter 15, Jesus says, "I am the vine."
在约翰福音十五章第二节讲到，我是那个葡萄树。
And that God is the vine dresser.
而神呢是那个园丁来剪葡萄树。
He cuts off every branch that does not bear fruit.
他把所有不结果子的枝子都剪去。
And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes so that it may bear more.
凡结果子的枝子，他就修剪修理干净，使它呢能够结更多的果子。
It seems odd to think that cutting at a tree makes it more productive.
好像呢，就是如果你去那个修剪那个树枝呢，使那个树枝呢能够生长得更为茂盛。
But that's exactly the case.
这就是我们所要理解的。
My mom grows a lot of plants.
我母亲呢在家里呢也那个种很多的那个植物。
And she has this one plant that was growing flowers all over.
她有一个植物那个开花到处开花长得很快。
And one of her friends came over to visit.
我们一位朋友来拜访我们。
And she saw the plant.
她看到了这个植物。
She said, I have one exactly like it.
他说我也有一个同样的一个植物。
But mine's all leaves.
它所有的都是那个树叶。
How do you get it to bear flowers and bear fruit?
它呢只有树叶，但是呢不开花。你能不能告诉我怎么样能够开花结果？
My mom said, "That's because you're treating it too well."
啊，主要是因为你把那个植物那个照顾得太好了。
Now that doesn't seem to make sense.
好，这好像是听上去很有道理的。
Right, you treat a plant well, you expect it to grow well.
你那个把那个树照顾得非常好，你希望它长得也很好。
And that's what many people think. If you treat the plant well, it's going to grow lots of flowers. It's going to grow lots of fruit.
很多人呢也是这么想，当然的认为你把那个树照顾得非常好，它就会长得很好，最后呢能够开花结果。
But that's not the case.
但呢这并不是应该做的事情。
To produce grapes, you've got to cut away a lot of the branch.
你要让那个植物长得更好，你必须要把很多的枝叶去修剪掉。
In those times of hardship and adversity, the plant grows stronger.
在困苦的状态下，那些植物才能够长得更强壮。
And it's only during those times when the plant feels that it needs to produce fruit and produce flowers.
只有在这种情况下，那些植物才能够开花结果。
So the goal of God in your life is to produce fruit.
所以神对你们我们生活的这个教训，就是让我们能够开花结果。
To produce His image in you.
啊，能够来产生像他一样的形象。
And He's got to do that by pruning.
他这么做就通过修剪我们。
He can't do it by just treating you really well and protecting you from all life's troubles.
他无法达成这个目的，如果他把我们保护得非常好，照顾得非常好。
The Lord disciplines His sons and daughters.
神呢管教他的儿女。
So the command is in verse 7.
第十一节。
The Greek language literally just says, endure discipline.
在这里说呢，要那个忍受苦难。
Because you know what this discipline is there for.
你知道那个管教的目的是什么。
Endure discipline.
要那个忍受这个苦难。
Don't complain about it.
不要去抱怨。
Don't run away from it.
不要逃离。
Don't say, God, what are you doing?
不要反问神，你做了，你为什么这么做？
But no, this is God's training.
这就是神对我们的那个培训。
God is producing fruit in your lives.
神呢，希望在我们生活当中结果子。
This third verse in the hymn that this sermon is based on is probably the furthest away from what we want to sing.
这个诗歌里面的第三节可能是我们大家都不太愿意唱的那个歌词。
But it's probably the closest to the heart of the hymn writer.
这可能更接近于那个歌词的那个作者的那个原意。
This hymn was written by Elizabeth Prentice.
是 Elizabeth Prentice 那个创作的这个歌曲。
She wrote this hymn after two of her children died.
她那个创作这个诗歌的时候，是她那个两个孩子死亡以后。
After living a life in poor health, that she was in constant agony.
她呢，那个当时呢，健康状况也不好，生活非常困苦。
And when one of her other children was sick, almost to the point of death.That is when she wrote this hymn.
但是当另外一个孩子生病非常几乎到死的这个地步的时候呢，她创造了这个歌曲，创造这个诗歌。
She was going through more pain than we will probably ever go through.
但是会当时在经历更多我们都无法经历的这个痛苦。
But yet her cry was able to be more love to thee, Lord.
但呢，她追求的是爱你更深，爱主更深。
And her prayer was able to be, let sorrow do its work.
让那个他呢可以差遣痛苦将我试炼。
The sorrow has work to do in us.
这个悲伤痛苦会有它的功效。
Send grief and pain.
差遣伤悲让我来试炼。
Sweet are your messengers.
你的使者何美。
Sweet are the suffering and pain.
在痛苦和悲伤当中来体验这个甜美吗？
Yes, because they are God's messengers.
对，因为这是他们是神的使者。
They bear the discipline of God in our lives.
他们呢带来神对我们生活中的这个管教。
So let's join in with hymn writer.
那我们来那个进入这个诗歌的作者的那个心情。
And ask that the Lord would do a mighty transforming work in our lives.
来要求来呼召主让我们生活当中做一个大的更新改变。
Let's pray.
那我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have called us your own.
我们天上的父神，我们感谢你，你把我们称为你的儿女。
That we are here only because you have shown your great love to us.
我们能够在这里，因为你显示了你对我们的大爱。
Oh Lord, but we need more love.
神，我们要从你那里得到更多的爱。
Lord, when the pains of life come,
当生活中的困苦来临的时候，
Lord, more love in our lives to you.
我们就对你有更多的爱。
When we face sickness,
当我们面临病痛的时候，
Lord, we need more love.
我们需要更多的爱。
When we face financial difficulties,
当我们面临财务拮据的时候，
more love to thee.
我们需要对他有更多的爱。
When we face problems in our families,
当我们面临家庭困难的时候，
O Lord, more love to thee.
我们爱主更深。
Let all this pain and sorrow do its work in our lives.
让所有这些悲伤痛苦做他们的功效。
Lord, we want to know what you want to teach us.
我们要知道神，你要教训我们什么。
Lord, we're not going to go through this pain just to go through pain.
我们并不是为了这些痛苦而经过。
Lord, it's tough, it's hard.
它非常难以通过，非常苦难。
But Lord, you have ordained this suffering in our life for good.
你呢，要接受所有这些苦难是为了能够得到益处。
Even though all the world and the devil may want this in our lives for evil.
在我们生活当中到处充满着那个邪恶。
And even though the devil may want to use these hardships to turn our faith away from you.
尽管那些邪恶的灵想用这些痛苦来使我们离开你。
Lord, give us the endurance to get through it.
神让我们能够经受忍耐这些苦难。
And not just to get through it, but to be changed.
并不完完就是克服他们，而是为了能够得到变革。
Grow us deeper.
能够更多的成长我们。
Put to death sin in our lives.
把我们生活中的那个罪进入死亡。
Build the very character and image of the Lord Jesus Christ upon our likeness.
是让我们生活当中能够展现耶稣基督的这个形象。
That we may not just be your sons and daughters.
我们并不仅仅是你的神的儿女。
But that we may look like them too.
我们能够更多的像你们。
And it's in Jesus' name we pray.
我们耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.